Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. I'm Sam Jackson, Campus Pastor at Gateway Redlands, joined by Andrew Main.
Yes, Campus Pastor at Gateway Ormo.
Great to be with you again, mate.
Thanks.
We are on to our next gift, a gift that is so deep and profound in the heart of God. Like there's a few words that we have on repeat when we think of the character of God, and this is one of them, mercy.
Yeah.
God is a God of mercy, and we're so thankful for it. It's something that we're all called to do as followers of Him, people imitating Him on earth.
Yeah.
But this is something that is listed as a spiritual gift. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, look, one of my favorite verses, Ephesians 2 verse 4, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. I say it's a beautiful verse that just speaks to the heart of God for us. And, you know, so mercy is very much rooted in who God is and the way that He deals with us. But, you know, it's talked about as a spiritual gift. And when we talk about spiritual gifts, so often we talk about things that I think all of us as people of faith are called to embody and to show. But, you know, there are some that just carry with a greater weight and a greater passion. And when you watch them operate and deal with people, you just see this gift of mercy, which for me really, I often see it being shown in care spaces where you just see people that have been given this deep God-given compassion and empathy that doesn't just show kind of a momentary bit of concern for someone's story and situation, but deeply invests and walks the journey of mercy.
Yeah.
In all the mess and the brokenness. And at times, you know, I've sat there and I've felt like, oh man, God, I'm done already. And I'm only just at the surface of this person's pain and story. And then you just see someone come in that you just know God's just breathed this gift into. And they do the journey, they stay the course. And through that, God just ministers and brings healing and brings hope. And it's a beautiful gift in the context of the church and the ministry of the church.
Yeah.
Jesus, I think, embodied this. You know, it talks about how Jesus walked around and saw all the need and the sick and, you know, the demon-possessed and the brokenness around him. And we constantly see how his heart was just moved with compassion. But not, it just wasn't a feeling, it was a compassion that moved him to action.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we see this gift of mercy. It's not just the feeling of compassion and empathy, it's when it's moved into action in a transformative way in someone's life.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, God's mercy is active. It's not a thing you just, oh, I feel bad for that person. Oh, well, on with my life. It's something, that Greek word for compassion, Jesus felt it deep in his guts.
Yeah.
And it moved him to act to alleviate the pain and alleviate the brokenness. And you know, scripture talks about God being close to the brokenhearted, and people with this gift position themselves almost close to the brokenhearted in a way that is massively admirable. And
I think sometimes too, we love those lightning bolt moments where God just comes and transformation happens in a moment. But in my experience in my ministry, what I see mostly is it's the long journey with people.
Yeah.
And people that carry this gift of mercy that stay the course. It's often through that story and through that faithfulness and through the mercy of God that is expressed through his people that people do discover transformative healing and acceptance. And
yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that sometimes we do acts of compassion to make ourselves feel good.
Yeah.
But people with this spiritual gift, I reckon there's something really profound in what you've said, the long haul, the long journey.
Yep.
And we've got someone sitting with us today who fits that bill very well.
Definitely. Someone from Gateway Ormo.
Gateway Ormo, yes.
I'm just going to claim that right now. So we claim all the great people.
Well, all the people from Gateway Redlands said no. So I think we tried about 12 or 13. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Karen. You were the first one. Karen Freiling, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Sam and Andrew. It's great to be here.
And I think there's a few gifts on here where people have the gift. Like, they're not interested in the limelight. They're not interested in showing it off. And we just so appreciate you giving time to talk about it today. Tell us, when did you first start to recognize that you had not just mercy, like we all are meant to show, but this spiritual gift of mercy?
Yeah, sure. Look, I guess it was probably about 9 years ago. I think prior to that, there was moments where I could feel myself drawn to the vulnerable. I was involved in some community projects for single mums and young pregnant mums. And there was definitely a strong compelling in me to want to give more, give above, I guess, what everyone else did. And I guess as our journey progressed, about 9 years ago, we became foster carers as a family. And it was within a very short amount of time that we realised that God had put us into foster care for a much greater purpose than I guess we even initially went into it. Our heart was to love children and to bring them into a caring, loving home. But very quickly, within days of us getting our first little baby, I saw this baby, but I saw the baby's parents. And there was this deep yearning in my heart when I realized that this mother has just lost her baby. And it just took me by surprise because we hadn't discarded the parents, but we thought we're here to care for the children. And we realized very quickly if we were going to truly care for these children that God would bring into our home, we needed to care for their families, because the evidence and research for children in care is, you know, they will do better once their parents do better. And so I guess as we began that journey of building connection and relationship with the parents, I realized that was a deep yearning in my heart to want to walk the long journey.
Yeah.
And it was actually about 7 or 8 years ago. It was quite uncommon. Foster carers didn't really engage with families. And so we actually came up against some opposition in a sense of, do you really want to do that? Do you want to put yourself in that position? But we knew it was what God had asked of us. And as we began to get to know these families and these parents who, you know, God enabled me to see them as broken people, and, you know, what the world would look at and want to discard and keep out of the journey. God gave me, us, but I guess it was mostly the mums that I worked with, an incredible heart for them and love for them in their really difficult, messy lives. And we talk about, you know, the gift of mercy. I guess it really became clear that it was a divine strength, because it was a long journey for some of those, you know, years we walked with these families. And we just saw, it was a great joy. You talk about it being, you know, something that you do. It was, and the scriptures say it's a joy and the gift of mercy, you know, to do it cheerfully. And I know that sometimes I push myself physically harder than maybe others wanted me to, but I recognize now that you know, it's the gift that God had given me to love these parents and love them to wholeness.
I'm just like, this sounds a bit, I genuinely mean this. I'm in a bit of awe right now. I imagine with, and I never foster cared myself, but I've known people who have, there aren't guarantees, right? There's no guarantee that you'll get to the end of this and everything will be sunshine and lollipops and the family will be miraculously turned around and they'll be all happy and whole and healthy. And so, like, I'm just hearing you talk about that, and I can't help but really know that this has to be a spiritual gift, like to be able to put your heart out there, to be beaten up. And I imagine that's, well, let me ask you that. How do you get through the pain? How do you get through the beatings that your heart cops over this long journey?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It was, I guess, initially you get a call and you know, you take this baby on and you want to love that, and you love that child with your whole heart like they are your own. But I'm very grateful, because that is a real wrestle for many foster carers, and this journey, I guess, this gift that God gave us, it actually opened up to an opportunity for a career, and I moved into working in a foster care space. And so I've also journeyed with other foster carers, and it's a really difficult journey to care for a child, to want to do the best for that child, but also know and look and see that sometimes the best decisions aren't being made by their parents. And I guess for me, I can only say it's God that really wrapped my heart in His love to be able to see this little baby and to think, will I have this child in my home for 18 years? Is there the chance that this child will live with us? Or is there the chance that this parent can make the necessary changes and this child go home with them? Thankfully, that was always our heart, and we were always, you know, we really wanted to just support families, but it really was the grace of God. We cared for it, you know, we'd get a newborn baby and we had that little person for up to 2 years, and all the way through there isn't any guarantee, because it, you know, it's a difficult pathway for parents to walk, to have their children reunified. But I guess that's where I really now, as I look back, it was God's grace and it was this gift of mercy that, you know, gave me an incredible love for these mothers, and I still have a relationship with all of them now, after years of the children being gone to different family members or going home. And there was certainly some pain and there was certainly some tears, but I know that as we did what God asked us to do, that He would get the glory. And we saw some of these mothers come to know God in a way that they got to come into come to Ormo Church. Yeah. And, you know, that's, I guess, where the joy of knowing that you can sow that seed and these parents have had the chance to be loved because really the world had, the system also had discarded them and really just put them aside. It's a journey of pain, but joy, a lot of joy.
Thank you for sharing that, Karen. I reckon if there's like a scale of acts of mercy and compassion, that right at the 10 would be foster care. Let's bring it back a bit, like the ones and the twos on that scale. For people who are listening to this podcast because mercy came up as a spiritual gift for them, what are some entry points? What would you say might be a next step? I would probably advise against someone who maybe is discovering they have the gifts to suddenly go and sign up to be a foster carer. You're about to start as the neighbours coordinator here at Gateway. What are some ways that people with this gift can step into serving through Gateway?
Absolutely. Yes, look, I am excited. I will be starting in the neighbours role in the coming month or so. I guess as I think about Gateway, I think, you know, it's just their heart for the community and heart for vulnerable people is just, it's blessed me incredibly. And I guess there's one area, I guess, would be the welcome team. Mm. I'm actually looking at getting on the welcome team at Ormo this year, so I'm feeling excited about that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's no one can just see on Manny's face.
I'm happy. Yeah.
Got the email yesterday. So I guess when we think about, you know, the gift of mercy, and it's about, you know, loving people where they're at. It's around seeing them and seeing that they may have suffering, they may be experiencing vulnerability and pain. And I guess the welcome team, you know, at Gateway we say, you know, everybody's welcome. And I think when you think about that, it's so important when new people come, they may be dressed in a way that you think, oh, okay, this person's had a difficult life. They might come in a suit, you know. We can't judge people by the way they look, but the gift of mercy will see someone who might look a little bit outcast and bring them in and welcome them and let them know that they have a place at Gateway, at any campus. And so I really encourage you to think about, you know, the welcome team space. It's been on my heart for quite some time. And so I'm looking forward to getting into that space and being able to really genuinely care for people and talk with them and sit with them and let them feel like they belong here, even though they might actually have, you know, they may not feel like they want to be here. You know, God will bring them in that through that welcome space. We can love them.
Yeah, excellent. Manny, I wonder, great, as a campus pastor, where there are some other areas where if you identify someone with this gift, where would you love to see them serve?
Yeah, look, I just want to affirm firstly what Karen said. Yeah, like totally. I love welcoming people, but I'm great. I love 3-4 minute conversations. The thought of and there's some great welcomers in that space. You need that as well, but the thought of people that actually have the insight to see someone and do, even in the welcome space, the journey. Because I would say sometimes it's our welcome team that get, you know, someone comes into church desperate, and so they'll cling on to the first person with their story or with their need that shows some interest or gives them some time. And often that is someone wearing a blue shirt in our context, at the front door. So I think it's a great space for someone with this gift. One of the things we know about the church and the ministry of Jesus is Jesus is incredibly attractive to hurting, broken people, as all of us are. But, you know, we as a church continue to want to birth ministries that are caring for practically, spiritually, relationally for people in the midst of their brokenness. And so we've got some very practical care areas through all of our Gateway care ministries. We've heard a bit about neighbours, and we've heard about the welcome space. So that would be some of the first places I would point people. I think, you know, if you've got someone with the gift of mercy in your life group too, you know that you're blessed, because they will be the ones that actually see the need and actually help to just coordinate a longer approach of care and support. So I think the gift of mercy is a great gift across just about every ministry and church life, to be honest. But
just, I guess, to add to the neighbours, the point with neighbours, I'm yet to get started, but I've had the opportunity to go out and visit a few times on the van, and it is, I guess, I'm so excited about stepping into that role because I know it is the gift, and it's one of my primary gifts. So the neighbour's van has been currently going out fortnightly into the Woodridge car parks to support with groceries and clothing, refugee, asylum seeker and migrant families. And the few times that I've had just to visit and go out on the van, I have just been incredibly blessed. And we, you know, we talk about, you know, the gift giving gifts that, you know, I guess bless us. And I've come away feeling so encouraged when I've got to sit with a family and talk with them and let them share some of their pain and share their story of how they've ended up in Australia, or, you know, maybe how they're still waiting to find out, you know, where they can live. And so the Neighbours Ministry, although it's only started last year, you know, we're kicking off some exciting things this year. And you know, if you do feel drawn and you have that strong sense of love for people in the community. And it's interesting, when I went for my interview, there was an excitement in my heart, because a lot of my foster care days I spent in Woodridge car parks in child safety service centres, standing with parents, talking with them, loving them on their journey. And the neighbour's van is going to the Woodridge car parks. And I just, you know, there was this strong joy in my heart to go back to that place and to be with families who, you know, are doing it tough. And so if you feel that you have a strong sense for vulnerable people and you want to think about stepping into a voluntary space in Gateway, then the Neighbours Ministry is certainly going to be a place for you. And I'd absolutely welcome you and love you to come on to the team. I know God's going to do wonderful and exciting things as the ministry grows this year, and as you know, we move into other campuses and into the city and, you know, out to Redlands. So it's going to be a great way.
I hope the excitement that we're seeing in your face is coming through on the audio waves at the moment. Yeah. Like, it is tangible. You know, I reckon, you know, Jesus told that parable of the wedding feast and go out into the streets, and he sent the invitation out. A lot of people knocked it back, but then he said, go to the poor, go to the crippled, go to, and bring people. And I reckon people with the gift of mercy are the first ones to grab that invite and head out and bring people in.
Yep.
We've talked about with the other gifts about how these work out beyond the walls of the church. And, you know, at the time we're living in right now, with increased interest rates, increased cost of living, all the people that's pushing to a place that they have never known before, poor and needy. If you're listening to this because you feel like you have the gift of mercy, there's opportunity coming where there's going to be a whole lineup of people who have never been in this state before, of poverty and neediness. That's going to create an openness for that invitation. So, Karen, I'd love for you to pray for those who are listening who feel like they have this gift of mercy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to talk through and contemplate one of these wonderful gifts that you have given to the body of Christ. I pray, Lord, for the people that are listening that have felt that this gift is something that you have blessed them with, Father. And I pray, God, as the listeners have heard this message and have, Lord, just opened their heart to you, Lord, that you would begin to speak to them, Father God, that you would show them, Lord, what it is the next step in how that they can outwork this gift that you have given them, Father God. And I pray that you would just make that really clear for them, Father God, and that, Lord, you would just move them to action, Father God, that they would, Lord, just step out and be bold and be courageous and, Lord, join the welcome team or inquire about neighbours, Father God. Lord, whatever it is that they feel in their heart that they could use this gift, Father, I pray that you would call them to action, Father God, and that they would be so blessed, Father, because Jesus, as Jesus said, that he had compassion on the crowds. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that this gift, Lord, that you will use it amongst the Gateway listeners to have compassion upon the people, God, that you bring into their lives, in their families, in their neighborhoods, in their workplaces, Father God, that you will be glorified and that your name will be held up high, Father God. We thank you for that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Karen, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks, Andrew.
Thanks.
Thank you.